Warning, this episode is discussing love and money. So if that's not something that you're into, click and go to the next episode. Or go back to the start of the podcast and listen to all the episodes. But anyway, I want to talk about Dr. Dre's divorce settlement. I really don't know if it's still pending or it's processed. I really don't know. His wife filed for a divorce June 29th. Now, mind you, I just want to state some facts. Him and his wife have been married 24 years. The children are adults. She raised the children up. I'm sure they're in college or off in great professions. We haven't heard anything negative about the kids. So, because if it was something negative, we'd hear it. You know that from TMZ, the Shade Room, and Ball Alert. We wouldn't know if Dre's children was down bad. That's just that. Okay, so it's safe to say that Dr. Dre and his wife successfully raised great children. They are productive citizens. And I'm pretty sure due to the nature of their relationship and his success, she was home with the children about 90% of the time. Okay, moving right along. Married 24 years, adult children, productive citizens. All right. She married Dr. Dre months after he started his label. When Dr. Dre first started his label, we all know how success works. When you first start something, it takes a minute for it to get its momentum. So, I think it's safe to say that if she was with him months after he started his label, she was with him throughout the duration of his success. Also, anybody who has a significant other or a wife, we know how we like to, when you're married or in a relationship, you and that person are like best friends. So you and them talk about a lot of financial decisions that you make, business decisions. Yeah, I talk about a lot of stuff, okay? You confide in this person. So I'm pretty sure even though she wasn't a producer or she didn't discover Eminem, she was there being a listening ear or giving an opinion. And this is just common sense. Like, I've asked coworkers for their opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand she didn't discover different rappers and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure when he discovered them, he said, "Hey, listen to this, babe. Listen to this." And she was like, "That sound good." Like that. I'm pretty sure he wanted to stay married to a woman 24 years that wasn't supportive of his dreams and goals, and that he couldn't talk to in depth about choices he was gonna make for their family. I just refuse to believe there was no good line of communication between these two people. And we also saw the Dr. Dre documentary, and we know that Dr. Dre, he liked to be his hoes. We know that for a fact. And he liked to cheat. We know that. I'm not saying he beat her ass or cheat on her, but we don't know that part. Now, that's what we don't know for sure. Because ain't nothing popped up since they been married. Not that I done seen. But I want everyone... and I got some interesting comments because I asked this question on my Facebook. She is asking for 400 mil plus spousal support. Where they live, you get half anyway. They don't have a prenup. 24 years. Like, come on. And I look at it like this. we gonna have to learn how to separate from one another without wanting the other person to be in a bad spot. To be honest with you, no matter what she get in this settlement, I think she'll be taken care of and provided for, because you just don't stop loving or caring about somebody because y'all having a... Because some people separate and they're the bestest of friends, like The Rock and his wife. She's his manager, and he said she was his best friend. You know what? Sidebar. See, you know what? I ain't even finna go there, because I had seen a notification on a question I'm asking. I was finna go there. I ain't even finna do it. Anyway, because I don't address shit like that. Anyway, just know I see you, bitch. Anyway, bitch, I see you with your sneaky ass. But, yeah. And I did think the spousal support was a bit much. But another thing, we got to be objective. We don't know what it takes. This lady used to a certain lifestyle. We can't say, oh, give her $1 million. Okay. If I'm with a man that's damn near a billionaire, $1 million ain't shit to me. I can wipe my ass with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people been saying a lot of things, and they even went so far as to say that she trying to tear down his legacy. Drake gonna make that money over, 10 times over. She not a brand like Drake. All these other women be having to come out with these tell-all books and get on Love and Hip-Hop and be arguing with hoes and shit. Don't nobody feel like doing all that goofy shit? Why I gotta get on Love and Hip-Hop and tell all my biz and get to arguing with these hoes? I'm still living off the clout or the fame of my husband, making all these books, trying to tell all our secrets and all that. She probably don't feel like doing all that. She probably finna retire in the next 10, 15 years. She probably gonna be retirement age if she had work. So she just wanna chill. And I can understand it. Mr. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, after they divorced, she was the richest woman in the world. He gave her $38 billion. Do you know Jeff just made $1 billion in a day? That's record breaking. Nobody has ever made $1 billion in a day. You can make $1 million in 90 days, but nobody has ever made $1 billion in one day. That's what I'm saying. We have to get out of this lack mindset. And people just don't do it in relationships. We do it in friendships too. You start being friends with somebody, and you constantly checking to see if they down bad or they fucked up. I don't know where we get that from. We can leave each other, and I can be happy for you, and you can be doing well, and you could be happy for me, and I can be doing well. I don't know what satisfaction people get out of when I left them, they was fucked up. Like, you brought the light to their life. Do you know two people can leave from each other's presence and get blessed even more than when they was together? I've done it. I done left a motherfucker and I was up and I was 10 toes down. I'm talking about my life just got greater. And their life got better too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what needed to happen for us to grow. We had to separate so we can grow and get better. And then maybe on a later note, we'll meet back up and be cool or whatever the fuck. But we gotta stop doing it. Like, we can't separate from each other. And another thing, it's no lack in the world. Just like I said, Drake gonna make that money 10 times over. And I don't see no lack. I don't see late. When I spend money, I know I'm getting some more, so I don't trip. And then another thing you got to think about, $400 million sound like a lot to you, but you ain't even made $1 million yet. with your FedEx working ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be objective in these type situations. You ain't been married 24 years. You ain't been in love like Dre been in love. Ain't nobody raised your children. You speaking from a point of view of a single person that probably was messing with some broke thoughts that was asking you for $40 or something. Like, you speaking from a point of view of a woman that was taking care of her boyfriend and he was paying the minimal amount of bills he could. Like, I don't know. Y'all, let's be more objective and more understanding, because we're in a culture of people wanting to be offended and wanting to be mad all the time. How you mad about somebody else's shit? Bitch, you ain't got to pay the 400 mil. What you mad for? Why you slandering this woman? Now, when you get married, you put you something in place. But I doubt who goes into marriage thinking about divorce or a prenup. That's like planning for a divorce, if you ask me. And if your hairline receding having ass ain't got shit, how you gonna offer me a prenup? Your ass work at the warehouse in Bessemer. What you talking about? Like, you make $18 an hour. What is you talking about? A prenup. And somebody even went so far as to say, yeah, this why men ain't running to the altar right here. The average man don't even have as much money as Dr. Dre. The money shit ain't the reason why y'all ain't running to the altar. That's just some other shit you not doing. I don't think it got nothing to do with 400 million. Why your ass, you ain't got this. Stop playing. Y'all just be saying stuff. But yeah. But the moral of this story is no lack. The more you give, the more you gonna get. The more you give, the more you gonna get. It's no lack. It's no lack. Period. It's enough out here for everybody. Drake gonna make it back 10 times over. I'm pretty sure he don't want his children, mama, to be on the streets. And you know what? Then nobody have a problem with Dwayne Wade's ex-wife, who he used to live with when they was like 14. They was young and his mama was on drugs, so he was staying with his ex-wife and her mom when they was children. Didn't nobody have a problem with her being broken homeless on the street with them three boys, and she was the ex-wife and mother of his three. We don't have to do each other like that. I ain't gotta leave you fucked up. What you trying to prove? I ain't saying nobody owe you nothing, but damn. He lived with her all this time when they was young and his mama was on drugs. I'm just saying, you gotta put shit in perspective. You don't leave nobody fucked up. And that's all I'm saying. And I don't wish nobody bad. It's just certain stuff you don't do. You don't leave nobody. I don't know. But that's just me, though. But everybody ain't made like me. But yeah. The moral of the story is there's no lag. It's okay to be a provider and a protector. I know they be making you feel like, oh, you a punk if you take care of your woman. But understand, that's only in our culture. Other cultures see that as a goal, to be able to protect and provide for their family. For some reason, in our culture, it's called simping. When you do what you supposed to do, or... you know, you lame if you ain't got multiple baby mamas. Like, it's just weird. We kind of off when it comes to shit like that, when it comes to families and stuff like that. But it's okay to protect and provide. It's nothing wrong with getting married. You're not a punk if you get married. You're not a simp if you take care of your woman and your children. It's okay. You can go to work every day. That's good, too. It's good to go to work. It's good to have a business if that's what you want to do. Ain't that wrong? Because for some reason, all the good shit, y'all making it seem like it's fucked up when it's not the case. All things good are still good. And right is right, even if nobody's doing it. And wrong is wrong, even if everybody is doing it. But that's all for this episode, y'all. I'm sorry, I got to ramble in my bed. I'm gonna go back and work on something else. I'm gonna go do some more work. But y'all holler back at me. Bye.